All right. Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos and overall sports insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. He joins us now. Troy, when you look at this Raiders team coming to town on Sunday, will they be distracted by what's going on, or as was the growing sentiment throughout the day yesterday here on The Fan, that they'll be galvanized by what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's going to be something short of being galvanized because of the nature of this, that there's still going to be some chaos because you lose your head coach and your offensive coordinator. I do think there's players there that are relieved in talking to some sources because they were uncomfortable playing last Sunday for Gruden, wondering why he wasn't suspended. You know, they had the emails on Friday, and it was the belief, you know, the league was clearly leaning on him to do something, and they didn't. And then a couple of days later, magically, these emails appear in the New York Times, and Gruden's gone. I mean, it just looked like they tried to pressure him to suspend him, and then they didn't act. And then it was like, okay, well, there's more, and now he's fired. So galvanized, I think, is a strong word around a special teams coach. It'd be different if it was some old-school coach they all loved or something. I mean, we saw this with Joe DeCamillis when Gary Kubiak
missed the game. I thought of that, too, Troy. It's just a little chaotic.
Yeah. Especially when you got a guy who's never done this at this level. Just the game gets fast on him. I still think it's a huge advantage for the Broncos. And if they lose this game or come out flat, it's an indictment of the Broncos coaching staff after the last 2 weeks.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to know what you think about these slow starts. What's it been, 25 games since the Broncos scored a touchdown on their opening drive? And that, of course, takes place within the context of the Vic Fangio era. To what do you attribute these slow starts?
Yeah, I mean, it's 24 straight.
24.
Obviously, all the games this season. Some of it was lack of talent during this stretch. But there is a lack of creativity and imagination in play calling. And remember, during this stretch, last year they only scored 9 points in the first 16 drives. So it's not like they're scoring, you know, they're getting field goals and they're getting on the board. They're not. And I think they need to add more motion and misdirection at times. And they also, like last week against Pittsburgh, I get, you know, tweeted out, you guys all said they should run and look what happened when they ran. Well, I didn't expect him to run on first and second down on every drive in the first half until the 2 minute warning. I mean, it's like pitching. Everything involves variance and sequence. If I tell you to establish the fastball, I don't mean throw it every pitch.
Yeah.
Like you start some guys off with a curveball and then go back fastball, curveball.
Right.
But you run the ball the first two downs of every possession, it gets too predictable. And so why is it happening, Sandy? At some point, there's talent. I mean, that was some of the issue. Bad quarterback play at times. Some of it, again, is just how you're employing the weapons you have. I mean, you're never going to rationalize to me, and I'm not a football coach, how Noah Fant doesn't get a target in the first half with no J.J. Hamler and no Jerry Jeudy on the field. I'm sorry. If you want to use him as a blocking tight end, I'm just telling you, that's a misuse of his skill set. He's not a great blocker. If you want to use him as a decoy once in a while, I totally get that. But you have Sauerbaut to block. Go double tight end set so you can still use Noah in the passing game.
So they have Noah Fant blocking, and they have Vaughn Miller covering Chase Claypool. Okay, got it. Now they're all on the same page. Troy Rank, our Denver 7 sports insider. Troy, the Avalanche get started tonight. First of 82, a season of huge expectations. I'll throw another question at you. The playoff loss to Vegas, is that the kind of loss that makes a team even hungrier, or does it scar a team?
It should make this group hungrier because of their talent level and the expectations. The only thing I can put it closely to in what I've covered in sports, and it's not identical, when the Broncos lost to the Jaguars in the playoffs, the year they were clearly the best team and should have won the Super Bowl.
Comparison.
And I'm not saying the Avs were as good as those Broncos, but those Broncos had a reputation for, you know, being a little finesse at times.
Yeah.
And they went out and changed that.
So did the Avs.
Added a couple pieces. That's why, if I was the Avs, I would have added a couple of roughnecks just to change the dynamic. But I do think, Mike, it is going to galvanize them in terms of this could be their last run with this core group. They're not going to get knocked out again in the second round and everyone comes back. It doesn't work that way in pro sports because at that point, clearly there's a missing ingredient. And it's not talent. It's just the way the pieces fit. So can they find a way when they can they find a way during this year to win 5-8 games gritty, where they're ugly games, where it doesn't involve skating, where it's just us being tougher than the other team. And I think that's what we kind of look for, because they're going to win a lot of games because they're the best skating team in the league. But can they win when it's ugly, when it's 2-1 or they're getting no shots and their goalie just, you know, the new goalie just stones the team? Can they do that? Because that's what we haven't seen in the playoffs, when they're having a bad night and the goalie just wins it, throws them on the back. That's what I want to see a few times during the season, because it's not scoring and it's not skating. They do that better than anyone, and I suspect they will this year.
All right, Troy. Thank you very much, pal.
See ya.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX, Rocks, Heating, and Air.